Thank you. Thank you. thanks a lot. That's a tune that we wrote together for this duet experience. And we're going to carry on with one of Edgar's early originals, and this one is brilliantly titled Duet.
Don't you think it's important to have kind of a sense of wonder as you begin a piece?
Yeah, I wonder why you titled it that.
Thank you.
Selections that actually Bela and I recorded together for his Perpetual Motion CD. We're going to do a Tchaikovsky melody and Paganini Moto Perpetuo. Thank you.
Well, you win a few and you lose a few.
Bela has hinted that, correctly that I have a problem titling musical selections. Bela is quite adept at it. He has a larger vocabulary, more imagination, and pictorial and story type of assets, which he often brings to the table. And but we were helped greatly by my son, who at one earlier point was telling us a joke that came from Captain Underpants Extra Crunchy Humor, Volume 5. And it helped us title the selection, which we wrote together. Bela could explain more.
Knock, knock. I'm a pileup. Don't be so hard on yourself. So, it's better this way. You said, I'm a pile up poo, and I said, don't be so hard on yourself. It wasn't funny the first time either. But we felt compelled to share this with you because it does inspire this next tune, and it was the only appropriate title for this tune. Explains it in a lot of ways. The tune is entitled Pile Up. Thank you.
couple of old melodies of Bayless that we put together. This next thing is a Bach invention followed by a Bach prelude.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we wrote that one and we haven't titled it, Layla. And I need to talk for a second because I'm a little tired, too.
It's a nice tie you got there. I'd say that's red or kind of orangey. Got some yellow in it. Okay, so we'll call that last tune Yellow Blues. Yeah. No. I'm just killing time. I'll just wait till I get the word. You're okay? Okay. Edgar's okay. This next tune is another one we wrote together. It's entitled Happy Drum Drum Monkey Girl. Thank you. You know, you really can't bang on a viola like the way you can on a banjo.
What?
You can't play drums on a viola.
Can you tell me one about the viola and the violinist, the difference?
Those are some nice shoes you got there.
What?
Those are some nice shoes you got there.
Thanks. I'm out of tune. I need to eat.
I know you're out of tune.
It's my little E's, E's, not D's.
You want E's?
Oh, yeah.
I won't be able to talk if we do E's.
About Bela, even when he's tuning, he gives 1,000%. We're going to do a canon. It's obviously it's a canon in two parts, and we will. I'll go first. And I think what should be really often mandatory with all modern pieces, I can tell you the timing. It's 4 minutes long. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is great. You all don't actually have programs, so you don't realize that we actually changed the order. So. Pretty tricky. We're going to do a four-movement piece for bass and guitar, I guess. It was originally for violin. It's by Henry Eccles.
Thanks again. Thank you, everybody. Well, we got one more tune to play for you tonight, and thank you. You guys have been really encouraging and wonderful to us.
It's wonderful to be back in Aspen, and especially great to have spent the evening with you all and with my dear friend, Mr. Fleck. Look forward to seeing you again. Bela was involved in the writing of this tune, so it has a title. It's called Woolly Mammoth.
Thank you.